Hi, my name is Bev Forrester, and I live in Eugene, Oregon. I first learned TT in 1995 from Neela Campbell and Cordy Anderson, and soon the three of us were teaching TT together. As a hospice RN for 30-plus years, I had ample opportunity to use TT for symptom management and comfort. It helped immensely to ease physical symptoms, as well as emotional and physical dis-ease during the dying process. Early in my TT and hospice experience, I learned the subtle nuances of TT and learned to trust the value of TT, even if I wasn't aware of how truly and deeply the treatment was affecting the patient. I had a young man who had stage 4 terminal cancer who ended up in the hospital due to a malfunctioning morphine pump. I visited him there. His wife was present in the room, and he was sleeping. I asked if I could do TT as I had done at home, and I did so, and when I completed the TT treatment, I sat quietly talking to his wife, and then he woke up and looked at me and said, much to my surprise, "I just had a dream about you. You were walking up a mountain, the sun was shining, and I was following you." Then tears appeared in his eyes and down his cheeks. And he said it was the most beautiful experience, and I felt so peaceful. He died a few days later, calmer and more ready to face the beyond. In my practice of using TT with dying patients, I could relate many such experiences where patients had not only physical and emotional needs aligned, but also spiritual experiences that supported them in letting go and moving beyond the physical realm, whatever that meant for them. Definitely calmer and more peaceful. As I get out of the way and am fully present for the other, I trust that the highest and best outcome for them is offered energetically to facilitate whatever healing process most benefits their journey. As Dora always said, it is not in your hands, and I learned to trust the process. Thank you.